All righty, let's wrap up Vikings game plan with a winning formula momentarily with Wobby from Vikings.com. But first, courtesy of DraftKings, our adversarial update from Seattle.
Thanks, Paul. The Seahawks are heading to Minnesota feeling like they've got some momentum going. They've won two in a row. They've won four of their last five and feel like they might have turned their season around, but they have a big test against the division-leading Vikings. Some of the key stories from a Seahawks perspective that I think could determine this game, for starters, how does their offensive line build off what it did the last couple of weeks? They really struggled. It's a new-look line. They struggled early in the year, especially in pass protection. That's gotten a lot cleaner, and as that's gotten better, we've also seen Russell Wilson pick up his game. He's coming off back-to-back outstanding outings, passed for 8 touchdowns, no interceptions in the last 2 games.
Russell takes a shotgun snap, looks to the end zone, he throws! He's got a man in the end zone! Touchdown, Seahawks!
Along those lines with the offense, how does this offense look without Jimmy Graham? He's been a big part of what they do. He's now out for the year. They're going to need to lean on a lot of different guys to carry the slack, starting with tight end Luke Wilson, who's going to be asked to do more. But it's really going to come down to all those receivers, including Doug Baldwin, Jermaine Kearse, both coming off big games, combining for 5 touchdowns. Finally, on the other side of the ball, how does that Seahawks run defense stack up against the best rushing attack in the NFL? They've seen some good runners. They haven't seen anyone quite like Adrian Peterson yet this year. Right now, the Seahawks rank 5th in the league in yards allowed, facing an offense that leads the league in rushing yards. That right there could determine the outcome of this game.
Winning formula courtesy of Verizon, Wobby, Vikings.com, Paul Allen. Off what was just said, the Seattle Seahawks offensive line through the first 7 games of the season allowed 31 sacks, where Russell Wilson has only been sacked 6 times in the last 4 games. I think that's key.
I think it's an important point. And off the film we watched earlier, when Russell Wilson has time, when he buys time, he's very dangerous. He can make throws down the field, but if no one is open, he can tuck it and run as well. And he's dangerous that way. They don't have Marshawn Lynch, but Thomas Rawls has come in and he's done a very nice job behind that offensive line, and Seattle's 1-2 straight. I'm sure they're feeling pretty good.
Conversely, the Vikings offense, if you're looking for a winning formula against Seattle, of course, starts and stops with Adrian Peterson, number 1 in the National Football League for rushing yards. But I think a key here is to not get behind this team. I mean, it's not like the Vikings can't throw if they don't have to. They did at Denver, and we've seen it with Teddy the last couple of years, but that is not a formula against a team with Super Bowl equity to try to win a game.
No doubt about it, and not to mention Super Bowl caliber pass rushers. I mean, Bruce Irvin can get after it.
Yep.
Bobby Wagner can blitz. We saw what Michael Bennett did in the run game.
We've seen Cliff Avril for years.
Oh, yeah, we certainly have, coming off of what would be our right side. He's very dangerous over there. So they have some explosive playmakers. Michael Bennett can rush the passer. If you get behind on the scoreboard or behind the chains, like we did against Green Bay, this pass rush is going to tee off on you.
Here's another sneaky aside to the Vikings and the Seattle Seahawks today. Special teams. The rookie Tyler Lockett, one of the fastest guys in the NFL, not only does he have a receiving touchdown this year, he has a kick return touchdown, he has a punt return touchdown. This Lockett, though, he's good.
Yeah, he's very good. And make no mistake, there are a few really good returners in this game. The Vikings have a couple of them. They both have touchdowns this season, Paul.
Yep.
Tyler Lockett has a touchdown. So I do think special teams will play a part in the outcome today.